Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Well, so you've heard of TurboLister and you want to try it, or maybe you already use it and you want to learn how to use it better. Well, here now to tell us how to get the absolute most out of this venerable and traditional, time-honored, antique tool of sorts is Beth Cherkowski. She's known on eBay as Wody Land. She's a regular on our eBay chat board, and she's very wise about buying and selling. Beth, why do you use TurboLister?
Well, first of all, it can't be that antique. I just updated it a few minutes ago.
No, I mean, it's been around forever, like you and me.
It has. And I remember it when it was Mr. Lister. So I actually was looking at the version that I had.
Yeah.
Because the directions on eBay say if you have version 6.5 or so, and it's all the way up to like 9 or 10 or something.
Wow.
So I like to use it because, A, it's free, one of my favorite four-letter words.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it's offline, so I can use it whenever and wherever I am. And if you're in an area, there are still areas of the country where people have to use, like, satellite to upload things.
Yeah.
And if you're paying for uploads, this makes it easier because you do everything first and then upload in one big bunch. And the other reason I like is when eBay takes down your bag of air, you still have your listing for the bag of air in TurboLister. And it'll stay there forever. It's very easy to use. Now, I've heard a lot of people talk about how it's slow and it's hard and they can't.
Is that true?
Not for me. It looks just exactly like a listing page. It's got all the fields that you need to list. And it won't let you make dumb mistakes, like duplicating a listing. It won't let you make mistakes like not putting it what kind of shipping. I'm sorry, I got my head confused there. But you have to pick a shipping. It doesn't let you list without shipping. It doesn't let you list without your PayPal address. So it saves you from a lot of beginner mistakes, especially. And the other reason is, if I have, like right now, I have a premium store which has a 500 free fixed price allotment for listings. So if I don't want to run 1,200 listings, I can take my other 700 down, have them sit in TurboLister, and when eBay gives out a listing special, I can just pop them back in.
Yeah, that is actually one of the best features.
It is. It really is. And I'm joking about the air listing, but I know folks who, they woke up one morning and they did something, or there was a software glitch on eBay, and they lost like 100 listings, 1,000 listings. If you have it in TurboLister, it's not a big problem. Because once you call eBay and complain, then you go to TurboLister and send them back up again.
So how can we optimize TurboLister so it works best for us?
Well, there's a couple things that the TurboLister team told me a couple years ago when I had mine thoroughly and completely messed up. And one is TurboLister was never meant to be used for like 10,000 listings. So each time you list something, you should clear out your activity file, which is the one that says, I sent up 17 listings yesterday and 14 the day before. You should keep that to zero. It's got no other godly use except for you to look at it and make sure that all of those 17 that you listed for today went up today. So once they go up, delete them. Your inventory file, which is the part where everything that you do stays and resides, should not be allowed to pile up. I had 3,700 listings in there at one point, and that's when it all messed up. So they told me to keep it below 1,500. When I hit 1,500, I start another user file. And I import like the last 20 listings that I did over to the new user file and use them as the basis for all my new listings. The other thing that TurboLister will let you do is You might have, I have 1,200 auctions sitting in TurboLister. But the specials that come down, if they're fixed price, I don't want to have to sit there and edit all my listings. TurboLister changes them all with like one button and two fields. Makes it very easy to jump back and forth between is it an auction, is it fixed price, and keep it in the format that you want for that particular listing special. And the other thing that you can do with it is you can use it, even if you've never used TurboLister before today, you can download TurboLister and then import all of your listings, active, sold, or unsold, whatever you want, or all of them, and have them as a backup now so that if you do have a computer crash or you have some glitch that takes your listings off of eBay, you still got your backup.
And unlike the draft, you know, when you go...
It goes away.
TurboLister, your stuff stays in it.
It stays there forever. You do have to do backups. I don't do that as often as I should, but I do a lot of one-of-a-kind things. So if I lose 1,200 of them, it's not as big of a deal as if I had 1,200 customized, say, T-shirt listings for current commodity inventory. So you do need to do backups, but this is a backup to your whole eBay system.
So when you do a backup, how do you do it?
Well, actually, TurboLister has a thing that when you go to sign off every day, says, shall we do a backup now? And I always say no, but you should say yes at least like once a week. And it takes everything that you have in the inventory and have in your synchronized file, and it saves them all on your computer. So now if TurboLister crashes, you can restore your database.
So mine says, and I've only used it once or twice, but mine says TurboLister 2. Is that the latest one?
Oh, Lord, no, Lee. You have to update.
Okay. Uh-oh.
There's on the tools button, there's a update program, and it will go out and fetch all the latest updates. And I think you're a little bit behind because I just got, like I said, before I did the update today, I was at 9.9 something. So I think you're a little far behind.
Okay, I'm doing it right now. Checking for program updates. Checking for latest updates. Okay, I'm installing.
The great thing about it, too, is if you have, like, I have store categories. I have, like, 250 store categories at one point. When I got rid of them and when I added more, it will also update those so that when you're doing your listings, you'll have up-to-date store categories. And those are the categories that we as a seller name inside of our store. So that's a great way to keep your store categories up to date.
Okay. How about File Exchange?
Well, File Exchange is great. And a lot of people don't know it exists, and I was intimidated by it for a long, long time. File Exchange lets you export or import in a spreadsheet format. And you can do that as a CVS file, which is a comma delimited file. And once you export it, like you can export all of your sold listings. So the IRS wants you to prove that you sold that much stuff. You can export all your sold listings as a CVS file and then open it with Excel or with another spreadsheet program, like the OpenOffice or Google Docs. And then you can manipulate it in more ways even than TurboLister. But you can also use that to import items. Now, where it works with TurboLister is I take unsold items from one ID and shift them over to the other ID. And I normally do that straight through TurboLister. But if for some reason I had too many or then maybe I lost my mind and I didn't want to use TurboLister, you can also do the same thing with File Exchange. You can export it out of one ID as an unsold file and then change the particular things that need to be changed, and that would be things like my one ID is not a store ID, so now I don't need the store categories. I would hide them and then import them into the smaller ID that's non-store.
Oh, that's, I didn't know you could do that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Any bonus Turbo Lister tips in the minute we have left?
Well, the one bonus tip is also that you can, in Turbo Lister, you can do the same thing. You can flip back and forth between the two IDs. So I list stuff on Turbo Lister, and then I run it for a 7-day auction, and then I put it in my store at fixed price by shifting it from my one ID over to the other one. And you do that through an import and export function in Turbo Lister. I think Turbo Lister is very underrated and underappreciated, and I think everybody should try it at least once. You can't, the big problem is there's no, and Betsy just reminded me of this, there's no Mac version. So this is for PCs, but it's awesome. And it saved my butt a couple of times when I lost stuff.
How long have you been selling on eBay?
20 years.
Oh.
Since before it was eBay.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
I actually used, I think I registered about 3 months after Griff did. So and, I'm close to him, but not quite.
And when did you register, Griff?
May of 96.
Right. And I registered, I think it's March 3rd or March 13th, 1997.
Well, we always love talking to you, Beth.
Thank you, and I like talking to you guys. We'll have to talk again soon.
Okay, thanks, Beth. Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Up next, your calls, 888-723-4630.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.